4i model. The 4i model is very similar to the 4D model previously discussed. However, while the 4D model focuses on the individual employee as well as a small group of employees, the 4i model is designed to think one step above that. This model focuses on taking changes and plans designed by employees and implement them to other levels of the company, such as upper management and stakeholders. Initiate. In the initiate phase, people are introduced to the appreciative inquiry theory and how it can help in the company. This phase is important to develop planning and strategies. It debuts new plans and ideas the employees have about the company and what can be improved upon or even changed. These ideas are usually backed up with previous experiences, employee research, and documented successes or failures. From this, upper management can begin to formulate a plan for themselves and what they can do to aid in the process. Examples: what plans have been laid out for the company? What is my role in this? What should we focus on first? Inquiry. The inquiry phase aims to help employees begin to form a plan of course of action to make the plans in the initiate phase. Also called the interview stage, this part of the plan involves a lot of communicating between employees, managers, and higher-ups. People are urged to share their ideas and visions, which can be used as valuable input. Much of this is done in groups, large or small, but don't forget to utilize personal, one-on-one interviews as well. Remember to encourage positive language and include positive thinking methods for everyone involved. Examples: what do I want to see happen? What do my coworkers want to see happen? What do we need to make changes in the company? Imagine. The imagine part of the plan focuses on forming a route of action for all of the ideas and brainstorms previously collected. Its purpose is to determine what needs to be done and how it can be carried out. Once a stable vision has been designed, it can be shared with other employees to ensure their participation. Ensure that the plan is introduced with a positive attitude and outlook to encourage employees into the plan and make them feel more confident about moving forward. Whether done in small or large groups, every employee should have a positive outlook about moving forward with any action plan. Examples: what common ideas and themes did we find? What do we need to change? What steps do we need to take now? Innovate. Finally, using appreciative inquiry, the action plan can be put into place and carried out according to its design. Employees may be fearful or skeptical at first, but this is where the positive language and attitudes are put to the test. Every person has a role and should take the steps necessary to carry out their part of the plan. Remind employees of their abilities and praise them for their efforts during this transition. Confident and self-assured employees are needed to support any change in the company and are a key to a smooth plan implementation. Examples: recognize what is needed to carry out the plan. Reinforce the action plan and what it is designed to do. Case study: Jeremy arrives at the manager meeting and says his employees have come up with a great new marketing plan. First, he lays out the design of the plan and describes how it would need to be initiated. He described what would need to be done and what kind of results it could bring to their company. He answered any questions they had and listened to their ideas and opinions. He reminded them that the purpose of the plan was to increase marketing and boost sales to the company. When the managers were satisfied with his answers, they decided to give the plan a try and put it into place. As soon as the responsibilities were delegated and everyone knew their role, they could get the plan underway. What is the initiate phase? Hiring new employees, starting to think of new changes, starting a company carpool, changing the process of filing.